You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a young deacon who was to be ordained a priest. And he was having a meeting with his bishop to discuss what his first assignment after his ordination might be. The young deacon said, "Your Excellency, I'd be happy to be assigned anywhere in the diocese, except my hometown. For we all know a prophet is not without honor except in their native place." And the bishop replied, "My young son, don't you worry. Nobody in your hometown is going to confuse you with a prophet." Not everyone who thinks they are a prophet is a prophet. In fact, for most of us, probably our experience has been that most people who think they speak with a prophetic voice do not see themselves as a prophet. As one spiritual writer has put it, none of us are as bad as we think we are, and none of us are as good as we think we are. St. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians today, puts it this way: "When I am weak, then I am strong." The good news is God can use each one of us with all our flaws and weaknesses to build up the kingdom of God. A person like Moses, who killed a man, is chosen to lead God's people Israel from bondage to freedom. David, who had an affair and then ordered the husband of the woman to be killed, is picked to be king. Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times, is picked by Jesus to be the head of his church. And Paul himself, who persecuted Jesus, is chosen to be an evangelist and a contributor to the New Testament. The truth of the matter is, it's only when we can recognize our weaknesses that we can also then recognize our strengths. "When I am weak," St. Paul says, "then I am strong." When I first entered the seminary as a freshman in high school, I was scared to death of becoming a priest, because I thought there was no way I could ever get up and speak in public. I was very, very quiet and shy and had zero self-confidence. Part of our seminary training was a mandate to participate in what was referred to as Better Speech Club, where every week several students had to get up and give a speech in front of the rest of the members of the group. I never volunteered to take a turn. But when my turn inevitably came round, I desperately prayed that we might have a fire or tornado or some other natural disaster so that the event would be canceled. But by the grace of God, though maybe much to your chagrin, now I'm not so shy or hesitant to speak in public. I'm reminded of another story about a priest who, after giving what he felt was an especially good homily on Sunday, was later with his sister, who happened to be at that Mass, and he asked her, "So, how many really good preachers do you think there are in the Catholic Church?" And as only a sister can, she replied, "Probably one less than you think." an image that I've used several times before, but repeat again today because it's helpful to me, is if you think of yourself like a piece of fruit, and if you are a green piece of fruit, then you will ripen. But if you think of yourself as already ripe, you'll turn rotten. As a priest and pastor, I come to appreciate during these nearly 39 years of ministry that the more I know, the more I know I don't know. Hence, the question is not, are you strong enough to be a disciple? But rather, are you weak enough? Saying yes to God isn't about being strong, but about being weak and saying yes anyway. When we are weak, then we are strong.